Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's like I don't even know this woman anymore over here.
What?
Well, because yesterday started with a surprise with breaking news yesterday.
Right, that is correct. Yesterday, this woman, Monica Brooks, right here, ye of the exposed shoulders this morning.
Oh, yeah, showing a little shoulder.
That's fine. Hey, That's not shocking, to be surprising.
Okay.
Yesterday, I find out this woman that I've known for over a decade is running around town in shorts.
Yes, and she never wears shorts.
Never. Right. Zach has never seen me in shorts, ever.
Never, not once.
So,
I'm trying to think.
No.
The only time I've seen you in shorts is one time. It was very early in your tenure here at K92. And it was back, Monica would do Antoine where she would go out.
Right.
And go to the clubs and go drinking or whatever on like a Tuesday. And then just
my younger years.
She would roll right to work. She wouldn't go home. She wouldn't go to bed.
Okay.
Because it was 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Before children.
Wow. Yeah. Before children. And she would come in here and she would sleep for like an hour or two before the show would start. So one time she scared the crap out of me. I opened the door to the studio and the lights were off and I turn it on and this head comes rising off the counter. I thought legitimately it was a homeless person who had snuck in and was sleeping here. And she lifted her head. She had a hoodie on and she was wearing her now husband's oversized basketball shorts.
Something to sleep in, some sleepwear. You already planned to sleep here that night.
Yeah. I remember that.
So that was the one time I saw her in shorts, but they weren't her shorts. And because she's short and they were big, tall man, oversized basketball shorts, they look like some big, long dress. I mean,
that's what it looked like.
So something else has happened now then.
Yep. Don't even know this woman, because yesterday she's wearing shorts. And today I find out she put gas in not just one car, but two cars yesterday.
Full tank.
What is
in
this?
Both.
What bet did you lose?
Well,
you lost the bet, didn't you?
It almost didn't happen because I needed gas. The car was coughing. And I was like, okay, I got to get gas. And then I started pumping the gas, and it's like $10. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so hot out here. I'm just going to stop right here. And then I said, no, I'm going to let it just go till it clicks. I'm going to fill the tank.
I'm going to make the ultimate sacrifice of 20 more seconds here.
I know. And that's what my patience was. I'm like,
that's all it is.
It's hot.
Right.
$10, I'm done.
And you don't even have to do anything, because if you do the little thingy to hold the pump
down, what I did.
You're just standing there.
Yeah. Yes. So I was like, let me just throw away some water bottles. Because I mean, the car has a lot of water bottles in it.
Garbage, yes.
Yeah, so I'm like, let me just throw that away. And by the time I walk over, it'll be done. And sure enough, it was done.
Yep.
All right, that's one car, though. How did the second car get
Because that car was coughing, too. So I needed to put gas in. So I waited there, and I said, okay, I got this. And I ran into a friend. We started talking. By the time we finished having a conversation, click, it was done.
Monica, it's almost as if it's not that big a deal to put gas in your car.
It's
Who knew?
Not. I said, wow, look at this. Yeah.
Wow.
Of course you pick a 100-degree day to start putting gas in your car.
Sure.
Yeah.
No one said she had good judgment, Antoine.
There you go.
All right?
But
again, I don't know who it is. So.
One step at a time.
It's good, though, when I hear things like that bad judgment, it helps me when I say, I don't even know who this woman is. I know deep down it is Monica, because I see those little levels of bad judgment mixed in. I'm like, oh, there's my girl. She's still in there.
And Jared, so he's in for a surprise this morning, because I didn't tell him. So he's going to hop in the car. It's going to be,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, if I find out you have a salad with ranch dressing on it tonight, I'm taking you to the doctor or a scientist to cut you open and make sure there's no alien in there, because something's wrong.
No, that's not happening.
We shall see. Well, you say that now. But that's what the alien would say. Yeah. See, they never say, hey, we're the body snatchers. We're here to kill you.
That would be stupid.
Yeah. They say, we are Monica Brooks. Yes. We do all the same
things. We come in peace.
Same she does. Yes. Ranch. Ranch dressing.
So the alien doesn't know that she doesn't get gas. Tricked alien.
Exactly. That's where the little things sneak out. They study us. But then they can't figure out everything.
They can't figure out because I didn't fill up the spaceship. That's all.
Yeah. is true. They came for the alien invasion. They ran out of gas and they crashed into the moon. So they're not here anymore. Hi, everybody. 52353. If you would like to join this here broadcast, we've got a brand new birthday scam called Not My Uber. We're going to get into some irrational hatreds very early in the morning if there's something you're just furious about, because Monica's husband is very mad at her. See, he still gets the real Monica. So we'll see what's going on with that. Diamond of the day is next.
Oh, baby names. It's hard to pick out a baby name because that's the name that stuck with on the child for life. Well, okay. This mom, she picked out a name, and now she's being mocked.
Oh,
I think
no.
A lot of our listeners are going to be offended by this as well.
By offended by the name?
By the story and the people that mocked.
Okay. The fact that people are mocking the name. Poor little baby Scrotilda is just right there.
That's a beautiful name.
It is.
Little Scroty. Hey,
that poor little baby.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Baby names are hard. I mean, with Hendrix, before we came up with Hendrix, I wanted Maximus Steel, and my family ruined me for wanting that name.
You almost ruined Hendrix.
I said Goliath or Maximus Steel, and my brother-in-law, really, Michael, was like, no.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make him a porn star? I'm like, what?
This is legitimate. I know. Goliath or Maximus Steel.
Yes.
Which I guess either real life superhero or porn star or both. I don't know. Could be either one.
And I was so serious, and they just all, like, the family just crushed it.
I do know somebody named Maximus Crush. First name, last name.
You know somebody named Maximus Crush.
Called him Max Crush. Yep. He played football. I won't give out more details. He's not in listening area.
And
that's
the real name.
His real name.
This was not their pro wrestling name.
His last name or middle name is Crush?
His last name was Crush.
Oh.
Maximus Crush.
His first name was Maximus. Is Maximus.
So what is wrong with Maximus Steel?
The same thing that's wrong with Maximus Crush.
There's nothing wrong, see? Like I said.
I'm sorry. Maximus Crush sounds like some sort of extreme Mountain Dew that's available now at Taco Bell. Maximus Crush.
That does.
It does sound like Mountain Dew.
That's true.
Yeah. It's gamers play it while they're doing Fortnite.
Well, this mom, she had a name picked out. She was so excited to tell her girlfriend. She sits down and she's like, okay, so my baby name, the name's going to be Karen.
Okay. Karen.
Okay.
Her friends ruined it.
I don't love that name, but okay.
They said that name is so, and they went online. They said Karen, sorry, is a crappy name.
Oh, shout out to everybody named Karen.
I know,
listening.
That's what I said. We have friends named Karen.
We do?
Yeah, I was like, but and her friends, they went after her and said that there's so many Karen memes out there, which there are. There's a lot of memes and social media stuff surrounded by the name Karen.
Yeah,
for
Karen
whatever
has become lately this name that people use as the fake name of annoying person at work or whatever. Say, sorry,
Karen.
So what'd
you do that for, Karen?
Yeah.
And there's memes like that.
Okay, but these are memes.
Right.
So in 2019, yes, by the time the kid makes it to kindergarten, the word meme isn't going to mean anything anymore. No one's going
to
know.
It shouldn't, but I guess now people are trying to pick names, you know, trying to find names that are not like in memes and different things.
And Karen is an older name. Hard to have like a toddler, like, oh, let me hold Karen. Like, that's
Hendrix has a friend, Todd, you know, and it's like a little toddler. And it's cute, though. I'm like, oh, it's a baby Todd.
I think they're working their way back around. That's what happens. They all go in cycles because somebody then decides, well, we want to name this kid a family name, you know, after the grandmother.
Yeah.
Karen.
And pass it down.
Right. Yeah. So that an old name becomes a young name again. That's how we ended up with all these different Abigails and Hazels and all these things, which were old lady names.
Yeah.
And then they became millennial names.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we're getting into Todd.
Todd. Hey.
Karen.
Tanya.
Karen.
Where are the Tanyas?
Yeah.
Tanya's a youngish name.
And there's nothing wrong with this name, but I cannot picture right now if somebody I knew had a baby and they said, look at our beautiful little girl. Say hello to baby Teresa. Like, it just doesn't seem like a name for a baby.
I'm just holding Karen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see
it. But Karen was once a baby.
Her middle name. Her middle name has to be like, I don't know, Ashley or something like that.
Karen Ashley.
Scrotilda. That's what it is. Yes, Karen Scrotilda Jones. Good morning, all. So, it's Karen.
Yeah,
this is why you don't tell anyone a name until after the kid has been born. Because then they have no say in it because it's over with. And they won't complain then because then you're mocking a baby.
Right.
Now they're just, apparently they don't mind insulting a fetus's name. But when it's an actual baby.
So just don't say it.
Right.
If it's Maximus Steel, just keep it a secret.
I'm glad you didn't, though.
Good God.
Boy, that would be interesting. But I would have to explain it all the time. Monica's baby, Maximus Steel. Yes, that's his real name. That's what his name would be.
Yep.
Maximus Steel. No, I swear that's his real name. He has a very unusual talent, but it could help get you out of a bind.
Exactly.
Antoine Terrell, here to help the world.
Today's show is brought to you by Day 2 of a Short Work Week.
Okay.
It kind of feels like Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday.
Yeah.
But there's no middle of the week because there's only 4 days, so it's not really hump day. And if you work weekends, then this means nothing to you.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. I have no idea what day it is.
That's so true.
No clue.
And I woke up this morning, I'm like, what day?
It doesn't.
Tuesday, no.
It doesn't feel right. And I'm already struggling with days of the week because, like, I already start thinking about what I need to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
On, like, today.
Yeah.
And then now that I'm already confused on what today is, I'm just off.
Yep. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't know. It's just, I mean, this world, Monica wears shorts. Old Town Road is the number one song in the world. I just, I don't know anything anymore.
The world is changing. What's happening?
I don't get it. Oh, my God. Antoine has a skill.
Yes.
That he would like to somehow figure out how to turn into a career, maybe. I got to figure out how to make money off of this. And it could get you out of a bind. You listening to the show right now. You need some help. You have to, maybe you have some uncomfortable news that you would like to deliver to someone. Enter Antoine Terrell. Bad news giver.
That'd be a great bad news giver.
A bad news giver.
Yeah, like when you have to give bad news to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd be really good at that. Make it personable. I'd be empathetic, sympathetic.
But then your day would be sad all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that's what I want to do my entire time.
You'd be good at it?
Yeah, I'd be good at it. Like,
he takes joy in other people's sadness. Aww. He's a sadist.
I would break the news easier for them. So call me up.
Okay.
I have like a nominal fee. And I'll just come in every once in a while, like, okay, your husband wanted me to let you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
There you go. And we talk it out.
Maybe we should have people text in some sort of bad news that they need to deliver to somebody. But test it out. You can be anonymous if you want to do this for the test. But
not Karen.
Right.
Not Karen.
Karen, of course.
You little baby.
Yeah, and Antoine can sit here and he can say, Karen, you've kind of gotten fat. You know, that whatever it is. But he'll do. I'm not the bad news giver. Now, I don't have the skill.
I will say this. For me to really be able to make the best of this skill, it has to be face-to-face.
Sure.
Oh, it has to be dangerous, that charm too. You're ready for that.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
But we're testing it out right now.
Okay.
I don't feel like moving. Again, I don't even know what day it is. So we can test this out. If you want, text in 52353. You have some sort of sensitive information that needs to be delivered to someone in your life. I'll give Antoine the scenario, and then we'll see, like, how does he do?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because I feel like this is your job audition. You want to get paid for this stuff. People want to, they need to know, do you actually have a skill level at this, or are you just full of it?
Okay.
Because we're going to find out later if I'm full of it, if I can actually succeed on an episode of Jeopardy. Because that's what I said yesterday. So Antoine doesn't believe me.
He has some questions ready for you. He wants to test it. I mean, we used to play games back in the day, like, are you smarter than a fifth grader, like, smarter than Zach?
And we had to stop because the fifth graders of the world were losing all the time. I was smarter than a fifth grader, and it would just, no one could ever beat me.
But we're going to try Jeopardy.
Well, and that's the thing, like, I went home, and I was watching Jeopardy, and I sit there, and I was like, there's no way in hell Zach knows the answer to this. There's no way.
We'll see.
Okay.
It's either I'm going to look awesome or it's just going to be a stupid waste of time. So we'll figure, and then I'll be cranky about it too. I'll be like, it's not fair.
No Bible questions.
No Bible questions.
Okay, good. I don't know no Bibles.
I would have given you a heads up to study.
My answer is Jesus to all of them.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus? Is it Jesus? Jesus is dad. Jesus is, I don't know. Sisters of Jesus. I have
Sisters
Bible.
Of Jesus.
By page 12. I don't know.
Final answer, Jesus.
Some after school club. Sisters of Jesus.
Moses? I don't know. Irrational hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things that just, they make you angry.
Yes, and very, very.
They probably shouldn't make you as angry as they do.
But you can't help it.
You can't. Mad. I hate checks. I'm mad at checks. I hate them.
You hate a check.
Yeah, I do.
Because you
got
to cash it within a certain amount of time.
They do require a lot of work.
I don't know. Now you just have an app
and you just take a picture of
it. But still, and then what do you have to discard it? Just give me the cash.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. We'll get it because Monica's husband is mad at her and it's food related.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about irrational hatred. So if you have one, something that's just making you mad right now and you're mad at it, you don't even know why. But it's just checks to me. I don't like when people give them to me because you know what they're giving me, Antoine? An errand.
Yes, they
are. You've given me an errand.
They are.
I don't want an errand.
Yeah.
Trying to cut down on errands and chores.
You need to run to the bank.
Ugh, run to the bank.
Yeah. God. I know. It's a check. It's still money. They're giving you money.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're giving me an errand. They're giving me a piece of paper that could someday turn into money.
Mm-hmm.
But you have not given me any money. Because it has relied on me actually cashing the check. My mother gave me a check for my birthday. I don't know where it is. I lost it. I have no idea. No clue.
It's just like, find the check because I want to make sure that it's cleared out of my account.
No, tear it up and give me another one because I don't know where it is. And she said, well, did you check the card? I'm like, how deep do you think I picked my nose? I mean, come on. That's what I'm looking for here. She said, well, think about it in the shower in the morning, and if I can't find it, I'll write you another one. I thought, woman, I lost this check a week and a half ago. I just haven't told you yet.
As a kid, I used to love checks because it made me feel like an adult to go to the bank and hand them a piece of paper and then they hand me money. But
you know what else, Antoine? That was the 1900s, okay? We're not that anymore. Venmo me, baby. Please.
Get a Cash App.
That's Happy true. Birthday, Venmo, Cash App, all of it. Monica, your husband's mad at you over meat, food,
he,
what is it?
He is mad because I love the Food Network and I like the cooking channel. I like to watch just people eat delicious foods, lots of meats, and they're on the grill and this and that. So when he gets off work, he looks at the TV and he's like, really, again? Smoked delicious meats?
I see. So you're rubbing it in.
And that's what he feels like. He's like, so we're having frozen pizza tonight? You got smoked meats on the TV? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I love watching those. Michael Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And when he eats good burgers and fries. Yeah. I mean, I'm not eating it, but I'm enjoying him eating.
So you're not making the stuff that you're watching?
No, and that's Jared's
that
problem.
Makes zero
is that,
sense.
Well, she's torturing herself and her husband.
Do you lick the TV screen?
Well, I enjoy watching people. It sounds weird. Eat.
Yep, you're right.
Oh, what? No,
you are spot on with that observation of that.
On Snapchat, I have
what,
one of...
weird?
I follow foodies, and it's just people eating or just opening food and stuff.
Yeah, Monica does follow a lot of people on YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, where what they do is eat food. It's not even that it's a chef that prepares food. It's someone that just eats food.
Yeah,
and she likes watching
food.
People eat.
Because I'm not eating it. I'm trying to cut back and everything. So I enjoy watching other people enjoy their food.
That doesn't seem like how I would want to cut back on food. Because
I know,
I watch those shows, it makes me hungry. And I understand where your man is. And I want to defend him in some levels. But I can't. Because ultimately, he could trick or treat his hungry little butt into the kitchen and make this food.
But when you see it on TV and they're with the smoker, I do understand where it's just like, oh, gosh. And he's like, the meat falls off the bone. And they're describing it.
Invention alert.
Yes.
Invention alert.
What's that?
So, packages for Monica where they send DVDs of people eating, but also in the package is like a scratch and sniff.
Okay.
That can smell the meats, what
she is, or a candle to where she's watching the smoked meat or whatever, and she lights the candle, and like she can really smell it. Like she's really there for it.
Smell their meal.
This is just for Monica.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like even more torture for her man.
What
we need here, invention alert, is she gets a little DVD, which again, we've gone back to the 1900s with checks and DVDs. So she gets a VHS tape.
Yep.
And she can watch them eat the food, but it comes with a little sampler bite of the food. So she can eat the food and you can just look at it.
One day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to write $1 million check that's not dated for that exciting invention right there.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Casting Call. We have already met our contestants, so let's meet them one more time. Contestant number one, Zachary T. Jackson.
Hi.
And contestant number two, Monica Brooks.
Hi, I'm Monica. I love unicorns.
Boo.
Aww.
I don't know. Me versus Monica, Casting Call. It is your favorite stupid 70s game show, all wrapped up into this show right here. We are going to listen to the cast of a television show, as read by host Antoine Terrell, and we will buzz in with our name, Zach.
Come on.
And we will try to win and guess the show for you. Let's get Dyra in here. Hi, Dyra.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. Who would you like to team up with today, Zach or Monica?
Monica.
All right.
Fine, be that way. Mm. Whatever. Putting her on hold. Alicia, it's me and you. Congratulations, Alicia. Dyra has given you the victory. Can you believe that?
Oh, shucks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly
what
happened.
Okay.
She's like, all right, fine.
Really cool.
Okay, best of three. Antoine's going to run through the category, run through the cast. And
first of three?
What did I say, best of three?
You said best of three.
Yeah, whatever, first of three. I was so prepared today, and I don't know what day it is anymore.
Yeah, it's the days. Mm-hmm. It's a short week.
Antoine, you know what? You tell everyone how the game works, and I won't screw it up.
All right, so we are going to play first to three. Mm-hmm. I am going to list out characters of a TV show, one character at a time.
Mm-hmm.
When either Zach or Monica feel they know the TV show, they will buzz in with their name.
Zach.
And if they would get a chance to guess, if they are incorrect, the other person gets to hear the remaining names. If they are correct, they get a point.
All right. Here we go. Round one.
Vanessa. Pam. Claire. Nope. It said it. You're out there. You're out there.
Claire, it's the Cosbys? I don't know.
Oh, it is.
The Cosby Show would be correct.
Oh, yeah.
Their remaining names were Denise, Elvin, Theo, Olivia, and Clef.
Man. I wasn't dialed in. All of a sudden, I'm dialed out. I don't know what's going on here. I don't feel good anymore.
You were so ready.
I was. Now I'm not.
All right, okay. That's 1 point for Monica.
Round two.
Fred.
Monica.
Go ahead.
Stupid. The Flintstones. I don't care. I said it.
Better not be.
The Flintstones would be incorrect.
Okay, good. No,
that means you're wrong.
Fred, I don't care. All right, Zach.
The Freddie Mac show. Whatever.
All right, that first name was Fred.
Yes.
Velma.
Zach. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo would be correct.
Correct. Okay.
Daphne. Daphne, Scrabby, uh-huh. Scrappy, Scrappy, Scooby, and Shaggy.
Hey, Scrabby, get hey, over here.
All right,
and his other cousin, Scabby. They come running. Scabby and Scrabby. 1-1.
1-1. Woo. All right, here we go. Round three. Kevin. Beth. Jack. Miguel.
Zach, is that This Is Us?
This Is Us would be correct.
Yes!
Correct.
Last two names were That's... Kate and Toby.
Yes.
Okay, I would get off
You would
Toby.
Know Toby. Yep.
I've heard Toby. That's See, Sterling, right? That's Sterling?
No, that's oh, okay. Randall.
Me and Monica do not watch This Is Us. I don't know if you can tell or not. I mean, it's
okay.
Every time I hear Jack, I'm like, This Is Us. I don't know. I don't know anybody else on the show. Ooh, I'm in the lead now.
All
2-1.
Let's see what happens. 2-1.
Here we go.
Monica, you need this to stay alive.
Oh, man.
Munch.
You said Munch?
Mm. Munch.
Stabler. Benson.
Are these all diseases?
The what?
Benson.
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 Okay. I bet it's not the 80s TV show Benson, I'm just saying.
We only have three names for this
one. Okay. Oh, that's
it?
Yep. I will give you more hints.
Okay.
The first name, Munch. The second name, hold on, let me pull it up. Detective Stabler.
Detective Stabler.
Munch. Detective Stabler.
I'm Detective Stabler.
Olivia.
Olivia.
Benson.
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 Dun dun.
Zach. Law and Order.
Law and Order would be correct.
Oh, okay. Correct.
Well, we needed that little.
Wait, there's somebody named Munch on that show?
Yes. Detective Munch, Detective Benson, Detective Stabler.
I was going to guess like a cartoon or something. That's what it sounded like. I thought maybe Phineas and Ferb.
Law and Order specifically, Special Victims Unit, SVU.
Aha. Take that, Munch.
Munch.
Congratulations, Alicia. Alicia, you are the big winner. There it is. Wow, Law and Order.
I'm surprised you guys didn't know that one. Especially you, Monica, if you're loving the cop shows.
I know, and I try to be on the show while in New York.
They
kicked me off the set.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She tried to commit an unusual crime that they would then write up. Like that's how she wanted to be on the show.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
He's 28 years old, and he's on track to becoming a billionaire by age 30.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Sheeran.
How about
it? Wow. He's on track to being a billionaire in 2 years?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, his tour has made $432 million over the last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much halfway there.
Yeah. And that's not the first time he's toured and made a boatload of money
Good
in that situation.
Him.
He's got the new album coming out.
Yep.
Yep.
I think it's in a month, June, July.
I think it's at the beginning of July.
Yeah, they've thrown a couple of the Justin Bieber song is on there. So it's all collaboration. So it's Ed Sheeran and somebody. So if you go to iTunes, for example, it shows all the track listings. It says Ed Sheeran and dot, 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 but you don't know who it is.
Uh-huh.
And they keep dropping in new songs. There was one Chance the Rapper collaboration on Friday they released. I don't like that song. Just like to put that out there.
I haven't heard the song.
But maybe it's a grower.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I feel like Chance the Rapper was hot for about a second, and I'm kind of over him. I don't know. That's just me. Monica's like, I don't know anything about hip-hop at all, so I have no clue.
I like him in that commercial.
With the Backstreet Boys?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, so he is on track to becoming a billionaire. He gets mad, though, when people talk about his money. It's part of the reason he doesn't have a phone anymore. And he says he doesn't have a smartphone. Now, of course, he's got assistants and everything that have phones. So he has humans that operate as his telephone. But he said when Forbes did a thing ranking him as one of the highest paid celebrities, he said all his friends started texting him about money. saying, hey, my birthday is coming up. Why don't you get me this car?
Oh,
you
know, that so kind of thing. Just trying to be playful.
Yeah.
So the jokes.
But also
like,
serious,
oh, yeah.
You know, because they also want the car.
That's
good on
number
him.
Two.
Antoine, you have an advantage if it comes to getting free Chipotle.
Being tall.
Some people say Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Or Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Anyway, burrito. They're giving away free burritos every time announcers say the word free during the NBA Finals.
Oh, okay.
And Antoine is the only person on this show that watches basketball voluntarily. Monica will have to listen to the squeaky shoes whether she likes
squeak,
it or
squeak,
not.
Squeak. Yep.
In my house, this contest will not be a factor at all.
And the finals start this Thursday.
And they do say free a lot
yes.
in basketball because they have free throws. Mm-hmm. So they say it all the time. So every time an announcer says the word free, Chipotle is going to tweet a code. And if you're one of the first 500 people to text that code, then you get a free burrito.
All right.
So you have to be
it.
Very diligent
he's
and
get it.
Very fast.
Because you're on Twitter.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, especially during NBA Finals because I like to...
You're going to have to, if in a perfect world, if you want to actually legit have a better shot at winning this, you need to watch the games on regular antenna television. Okay. You know how when you actually put it on the regular TV,
yep.
because that will have zero delay of any kind versus some cable services or satellite services or online streaming. You have no chance of winning. Forget it because everyone's already going to have done this.
Yep.
Unless you're just watching the Chipotle Twitter. That's really the only one. Don't even watch the game. Just watch the Twitter.
Just get an alert every time they tweet.
And get the alert. Exactly.
Number one
trending. So this is what we love to do in this world is charge extra for things we didn't used to have to pay extra for. The airline industry has been doing this. Boy, they have stripped down. Basic economy is the new thing.
Uh-huh.
So where I was looking at some flights yesterday for us. You don't even get to have a carry-on anymore. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
I know.
What?
But that's not what I'm talking about. So now it is trickling into concert tickets. They're going to start charging you extra for the aisle seat. You're going to need like the aisle seat.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You can just go in and go out.
Extra.
Yep. The Live Nation is going to start selling aisle seats in selected shows with a surcharge that adds an additional $5 to $30 on your price.
Ooh.
Saying for those who are, quote, looking to enjoy the convenience of easy access to refreshments, restrooms, and venue exits.
Going to charge you.
How often are people leaving their seats during a concert anyway?
Too
often.
If you're someone that has to use the bathroom, if you have a pee break often, then it makes sense to have that aisle seat because you don't want to step on people.
I guess, but you know what? There's a give and take on that aisle seat because then you are also the gatekeeper to the entire row. So now every drunk idiot in the middle that doesn't want to pay extra money is going to be rolling all over you too. So you have to deal with that inconvenience. Mm-hmm. See, to me, that was what evened out on the aisle seat. I hate the nickel and dime charges of things like this. I went to a concert last summer. I went to go buy a beer, a $12 beer, I'd like to point out. And they said, oh, you have to go buy a wristband in order to buy this beer. I had to buy a $5 wristband.
To buy the beer?
To have the privilege of buying the beer. At a different line, too, of course.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Right. And then when they wanted a tip, I pointed to the wristband stand. I said, your tip's over there. just so you know, it's over there. Okay, see, here it is. There's the tip.
There's
it's
your
right
tip
there
right there.
Wrist.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam request comes from Kelly. It says, Zach, could you do birthday scam on my boyfriend Donald? He gets all wound up super easily, so I think you can totally get him. I wish I could give you an awesome idea, but you are way better at this than I am. And then it says in parentheses, yes, I am showering you in praise, hoping you will do this for me when I do. Congratulations, Kelly. That does help. So bribery gets you everywhere. This is Donald. He's at work, and I've decided to call and let him know that I'm his Uber and I'm here. I'm here for the ride. Of course, he hasn't ordered an Uber, but you know he's paying for it no matter what because I'm connected to his account. He's not very happy about that. Birthday scam, K92 Morning Thang, not my Uber.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I'm here.
But, wait, what, here?
Yeah. Here.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Who is this?
This is Cleve. I'm your Uber driver, and I'm here.
Uber driver?
Yep.
I didn't order any Uber.
You Donald?
Yeah.
And you're at 22 you drive, right?
That is my office.
Yep, and I am there at your office. Your ride is ready, so let's go.
hold on a minute, dude. I'm telling you, I didn't order an Uber. I don't know how you got my information, but I didn't order any Uber.
Somebody ordered an Uber, so you telling me you don't want an Uber?
No.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and cancel the transaction.
Okay, yes, please.
And I'll go ahead and bill you the cancellation fee of $40 to your account.
No, there's no cancellation fee.
There is if I cancel this order.
But I didn't order any Uber.
Then how is it that I'm out in front of your office?
Well, I have no idea, but I'm not paying anything because I didn't order anything.
Buddy, you can take that up with Uber customer service, but good luck with that because they don't call nobody back.
This is ridiculous.
Look, if I don't give somebody a ride somewhere, then the order goes into cancellation and you get charged. So tell you what, you come down here and I'll give you a ride somewhere you need to go. It'll be way cheaper that way.
I don't need a ride anywhere. I'm at work and I have a car.
Okay, fine. Then why don't you just come down here then and, you know, I'll drive you around a little bit. We'll go around the block a few times. We'll talk and then I'll just drop you off back here. It costs you like $10.
All right. I'm not paying you anything because I didn't order any Ubers.
Oh, wait, hang on. I see what the problem is here.
Finally.
I drive for Lyft also. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Hey, your Lyft driver's here.
Oh, my God. I didn't order a Lyft. I didn't order an Uber, a taxi, or a bus. I think somebody must have pranked you or something, man.
No, I think somebody pranked you or something. Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam right now.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Nope. Happy birthday, Donald.
This really is Zach?
Yes, it is. This is from your girlfriend,
no
Kelly.
Way.
She set you up. Do a little birthday pokey poke. Mess with you a little bit.
Oh, my God. That's you totally got me.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Next, an amazing story about a kid who woke up from a coma. What woke him up?
Oh. Ooh.
Something jarred his senses and made him wake up. Also, there is a criminal on the loose that could be Antoine Terrell.
Oh, really? Huh.
I don't think it's you.
I don't think it's
me. What have you been doing in your spare time?
Either? Question mark?
But based on what this fugitive left behind, it is something in Antoine's repertoire.
Uh-oh.
So we shall see. Maybe that's his confessional at 7:45 because that's what we do on Wednesday. He's going to say, guys, I'm a fugitive.
Ah, what'd you do?
Boy, that would be awkward.
I know.
What is your what's your confession about?
It's something personally embarrassing. That I know once I confess, Monica would never let it go.
I love it. I love it.
What? I would never.
You would always. And I want you to. Don't you never not, woman. Don't.
I would never.
Oh, man. Something very embarrassing that probably you're never going to be able to live down after you bring this to everybody.
There's going to be just moments, random moments going to be brought back up.
Oh, because, I mean, we found out about you on the toilet and how you like to, you know, handle your business.
What's
in
a confession?
Yep.
It's okay.
With his Crocs on.
Yeah, with his Crocs. Got to air his feet out.
Exactly.
It's a little sweat.
Wow.
So this is a very brave situation that Antoine is doing at 7:45, and I would say you're amongst friends, but you know you're not. So I'm not even going to lie to you in that situation. What woke him out of his coma?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
There's also a fugitive on the loose, and it could be Antoine Terrell. We'll find out.
I hope not.
Hear and blow your mind. I'll give you three stories. Take some words out of the headline. You try to figure out what the heck they are. And we go from there. Story number one. 81-year-old man follows GPS. Ends up blank. A, in a lake. B, inside a Walmart. Or C, 1,000 miles off course.
1,000 miles.
I'm going with the lake.
You're going with the lake. Monica says he would drive 1,000 miles. And you would be correct, of course.
Yeah, because we get the stories all the time about the lake and the store. You know, they kind of just, GPS says drive right on into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 1,000 miles. Let's keep on going.
1,000 miles.
This poor doofus. Midwest. You know, now I feel like a... when I go out, when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Woo!
This ridiculous song. When I wake up. Hello. Well, I know I'm gonna be. Okay, so 81-year-old guy in England decides, I want to drive to Rome to see the Vatican.
Ooh.
So he's going to drive to Rome.
and he types Rome into his GPS. Problem is, we're not smart. So he types in Rome. R-O-M.
Oh.
Which is a town in Germany, about 1,000 miles from R-O-M-E.
Okay. He went to Rom.
Yeah, he went to Rom. And he drove all the way to Rom. So confused when he got there, he got out of his car and forgot to put on the parking brake, so it rolled down a hill and crashed into a sign.
Dang, man. That's some crap.
Yep. Where's the Vatican?
Poor old dude.
Bless his heart.
All right, story two. This is an amazing story and ridiculous all at the same time. Blank wakes kid up from coma.
Okay.
Is it A, Axe body spray, B, Old Town Road, or C, pizza?
I'm going with pizza.
You're going pizza.
Pizza.
You say pizza as well?
I'm going pizza.
You think it's pizza?
It better not be Old Town
Road. It was Old Town Road, wasn't it?
No, it was not Old Town Road. That'd be awesome, though, because he'd come riding on his horse. Axe body spray, man.
I want your bod.
That stuff strong of a smell. It woke a kid up out of a coma.
They have a new commercial.
Yes.
New commercial right there.
Yep. We save lives.
I know, really. Uh-huh. And every teacher listening will say, yeah, we know all about that. So according to his mom, his favorite Axe body spray scent is what got him out of his coma. He was in a coma for 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Fell in a frozen river back in February, unfortunately. Yeah. Coma 3 weeks. And I talked to him. I was there all the time. I'd play his favorite music. Mm-hmm. Nothing worked. As soon as he got a big whiff of that body spray, he opened his eyes. That's so how strong that brother? Stuff is.
His gym teacher walked in.
Hey, that's my spray.
For me, it'd be bacon. Bacon would wake me up out of a coma, I think.
Final story. Is this Antoine Terrell the fugitive? And I think you'll know why. Guy runs from cops, leaves behind blank. A, his baby. B, his grandma. C, his green croc-wearing fake leg.
Oh, you jerks.
Yes. There you go.
He's jerks.
Yep. His crocs. Oh, yeah.
Dude was in a police chase. He tried to do the whole Dukes of Hazzard jump a bridge thing. That didn't work. So then he got out of the car and started to, quote unquote, run away. But he left behind his prosthetic leg that was wearing a green croc.
So could he say, that, not my leg?
That's not my leg?
Not my leg.
That's not my leg.
We were sitting in the front room. We heard gunshots. It sounded like to me. And then we heard all kinds of sirens. And then we seen a guy run down the hill, and he was crawling on his hands and knees. And he crawled through his hands and knees all the way through my yard till he got to the side fence.
Yeah, because he was missing a leg and a croc. Yeah. And we've learned Antoine is a croc supporter.
Yes, he is.
I don't think we've learned that. I think we've fabricated that information.
I remember you saying something about having bathroom crocs.
Yes.
I don't.
That happened on this show, right?
Not. It didn't come out of my mouth.
Your crocs.
It was Monica.
You said when you go fishing, you like to just dip your feet in the water and collect fish through your crocs.
When did I say I went fishing?
It's okay.
I feel like I've heard that too. Yes, of course.
That's a hack.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled. Thank you.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Actually, more amazing. Come on, police. Police are still looking for this guy. Dude, he's got no leg and he's crawling through someone's yard and we haven't caught him yet. It's okay, my child. Sometimes you must confess your sins, even if they are very embarrassing, and you know that evil temptresses...
Huh?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't talking about you. I don't know.
Evil? Who?
Wow, he didn't even put a name on it.
Oh.
I never said it.
I don't know why you have to talk about Karen like that.
I don't know. Antoine says this is an embarrassing confession, something personal, that he knows there's a decent chance Monica will never let him live it down, which means there's a decent chance I'll never let him live it down either.
Do you ever do something that feels perfectly normal to you, but then after you do it, you're like, if somebody saw this, I would be judged.
Oh,
never.
Yeah.
I would be mocked.
Absolutely. And Monica, you'd be quiet with your lies.
Monica's
entire life is this.
I would be made fun of.
You'd be mocked, yes. So it's you do it by yourself.
It's something that I do by myself.
Hmm.
And I do it often.
Oh.
I talk to myself, but it's not like a regular pep talk, like
yeah.
When I'm working out, like, Antoine, you can do this.
Come on, Antoine, two more.
You got this, Antoine.
It's not a normal, like, if somebody heard it, they'd be like, okay, he's just, you know, self-talk.
Right.
Yeah. It's not self-talk.
That's okay. We
it's
all not, do that. Mm-hmm.
Sure, but I it's
do
not that. That.
Come on,
not.
Zachary. You know, that kind
so,
of
thing. Yes.
But it's not that. It's more than that. It's something different than that.
It's there's another layer to it. So take the self-talk, and then let's bump it up a level to where, in my head, there's a camera crew. But not just a regular camera crew. Not like paparazzi. Not like I'm big-headed paparazzi. Thinking that I have, like, photographers and things like that following me around. It's more than that. My confession is, I literally live my life when I'm by myself as if I'm legitimately on a television show.
Like Big Brother?
No.
No, on the Antoine Terrell show.
It's like, it's more like Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
I will be watching TV by myself in the living room. Something funny or weird will happen, and I'll be watching TV. Mm-hmm. I'll be staring at the TV, and something will happen, and I just look at this invisible camera. And then make a face.
Yeah.
And then I'd go back to watching the show.
So you are. You're.
I'm breaking the fourth wall in real life.
A television show. Saying. And it's not even a reality show. It is. You're on some sort of sitcom or whatever.
Yes. Like Saved by the Bell. Where he goes like, time out. And you talk to the camera. I do that.
I get what you're saying. And I'm okay with that.
You're. Oh, that makes me feel worse.
It should
that you're okay with
it. It should not.
Yes,
because
it should.
Zach, I think you do. You would do this. Because I do it when you cook in the kitchen. You'd be like, now you just take a sprinkle of salt on top.
Oh, so you're on a cooking
show. You're on a cooking show.
Everyone does that. Everyone does it.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad.
Yes, you do.
I don't
do this. I believe
you
do because you would love a cooking show and I could see you do it in the kitchen today.
It's like sometimes I get a text message and I'm by myself and I read a text message and I'll look off at the camera and say, did she really just say that? And then I go back and respond to the text.
Yep. And then Monica thinks it sounds normal, which means it's worse.
I think you're okay.
And
that's all
don't
right.
Don't bring me into your tangled web
Zach,
you know what's gonna narcissism.
Happen? He's going to do it today. He's going to be sitting there in the kitchen. He's like, now some cilantro?
No. I'm not going to do
it's
that.
It's
going to
happen. I guarantee
I am not
it's
on an episode of Down Home Cooking with Zach
if
Jackson.
If you don't say it out loud, it's going to happen in your mind today.
I'm not doing
yes,
it.
Yes, you are.
Don't you try to bring me into your crazy. Don't you take me to your insane asylum.
And you're going to like, okay.
See? So
clean your knives.
So hold on. So now I feel even better because now it's turned from an Antoine Terrell confessional to a group confessional to
alone.
Where I'm on a sitcom TV show. Monica is on a cooking TV show. Right. And Zach, what's your TV show?
Oh, Zach's on a cooking one. I actually like
the
runway.
A cooking one as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're on Runway.
Yeah, I'm on Naked and Afraid and I'm trapped with y'all too. That's what it is.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono. Bang in the house. Me and a couple of crazies over
crazies.
Here.
Crazies?
Yes.
Oh, you're part
should,
of it, too.
He should feel special that we're allowing him to be on our TV shows.
I know. Well, he has his own.
He does have his own
It's
going to
happen
show.
Today, too, as he's cooking dinner tonight. What are you making for dinner tonight?
I am not making dinner tonight.
You're not?
I have other things to do.
You have plans?
I have chores with the kids and softball games and things
like
that.
Okay. Well,
let's focus on things like Amber and Giles, who says,
Amber?
This is called paranoia, Antoine. It's not a television show.
It's
really?
Or our other friend that wants to. He's gonna come by the radio station here and give you a ride to the hospital.
Just, oh, no.
That'd be an interesting episode.
Yeah.
Tune in for the season finale. What happens? Text 52353. Teresa says, Bahaha, I knew it. I do it too. Full conversation.
Yeah.
See?
That's okay.
It's normal to talk to yourself and to pretend like you're on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, when I'm alone in the car, I pretend I have my own YouTube channel. I'm like, hey, guys, so today on the show.
I would love to pull up next to you, roll my window down. I'm tuned in.
I want to tune in. I'm going to subscribe. Where can I subscribe?
Here's somebody that pretends they're doing a makeup tutorial on YouTube every time they're putting on makeup.
Yeah.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that being a thing.
Why don't you just film it? Have a YouTube channel. What's
yeah,
the
you
point?
Could.
Like this person who's doing, this person at least makes you feel a little more normal because they do photo shoots for their guinea pigs. So.
Their guinea pig is at the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Get on board, Zach.
We all do it.
No,
Zach's
we don't.
You're not alone.
It's going to be Zach's confession in a couple weeks.
Because it's going to happen. And he's not going to want it.
And it's not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is.
Hey, mark that down. You told me when I started, when people say things will never happen on this show,
Or what things. Time is it?
Yep, 8:05 on May 29th, I believe.
Let me stop and turn this way. Guys, it's not going to happen.
That's how I do it. That's exactly how I do
camera.
It. I know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. $10,000 in the cash code. We also have $1,000 in the pop quiz. So let's go ahead and take care of both of those right now. Let's get you started first on your 10K payday cash code. The 8 o'clock word is rice. R-I-C-E, rice. So go to K92Radio.com. You need some new writers
for
your show.
I know that was cornball. That was cornball, yes.
Ooh. But it's a cooking show. Rice,
yes.
Rice, baby.
Oh, Zach, that's your cooking show.
Rice, baby. Get out of here. Just leave. Will the next exciting episode of The Debra Show feature a pop quiz win?
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Let's meet our host of the Debra Show, Debra.
Hey, Debra.
Debra, see, Zach's on board. Zach's on board.
Hello, Debra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, fantastic. Debra's a little overwhelmed by your crazy. Just so the two of you know.
Oh, she's there. She's with us.
Debra, we learned that both Antoine and Monica star in little television shows in their own minds, and they talk to the fictional camera that's not even following them.
We all do it.
We do it. Everybody.
Right, Debra?
So we all do it, right, Debra?
No,
I didn't think so. The Debra Show got canceled 5 years ago. It hasn't been on in a long time.
It was on UPN.
I'm with you, Debra. UPN. Okay, so Debra, did you go get your three free answers from Uptown Cheapskate?
I did.
Okay, fantastic. So that's at least $30 in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Give me the other seven. You're going to get $1,000. No matter what happens, we play again tomorrow. So everybody else, you will go to facebook.com/UptownRoanoke. That is the Uptown Cheapskate Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke Facebook page. They have great outfits and suggestions and ideas. Follow them on Facebook. That would be very nice of you. You can also follow them on Instagram. That would be great.
Yeah, great outfits.
And they're buying right now. And they had a huge buy one, get one sale last weekend, which means they are definitely in buy mode.
Yeah, you got some stuff you want to get rid of? Hit on over there.
Cash for clothes on the spot.
I like
right
it.
There.
Right.
You
I
don't have
know.
To wait for monies. The money.
No
right
stupid
there.
Checks or anything like that.
We
Uptown
hate checks.
Cheapskate. Love everybody over there. Debra, here we go. Maybe this will be the season premiere of The Debra Show.
There we go, Debra.
$1,000 if you can give me all 10. We have 60 seconds, and it's $10 for every single one you get right. You may pass it anytime, and we will come back if there's time. And the timer will start when I finish reading the first question. You ready, Debra?
I'm ready.
Okay, fantastic. She's ready. She's got
she's
her
focused.
Game face on. This means she's all going right. to win, and I'm going to give away $1,000, and she's going to go.
I hope so.
Yay. Here we go. Debra, promise me this. If you win $1,000, just give me a pity scream at least a little bit, okay?
Oh, I will.
Okay, good. I like that. Here we go. She's saving her excitement for the end. 60 seconds starts when I finish reading this first question. Good luck, Debra. Here we go. Jay-Z is married to what singer?
Beyonce.
Yes.
What hostess reveals the letters on Wheel of Fortune?
Dana White.
Yes. Who sings the K92 song Can't Stop the Feeling?
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
How many kids do Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have? 3 or 4?
4?
Yes.
True or false? The Stark family were characters on Sons of Anarchy.
False.
Yes.
Who plays the genie in the new Aladdin movie?
Will Smith.
Yes.
Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
One Direction.
Yes.
Anastasia Steele and Christian Grey are characters in what movie and novel trilogy?
50 Shades.
Yes.
Vin Diesel plays Dominic Toretto in what car theme movie series?
Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Yep. The movie Magic Mike is loosely based on what actor's life as a stripper?
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
There we go.
Debra.
Scream at Debra. Hold on. That's
there it is.
I like that.
There we go.
$1,000. Debra in Lynchburg. Congratulations.
This is one heck of a series premiere.
This
I'm so excited about this show.
Debra, did you pass out?
I almost did.
Okay.
All right. I got
nervous. You know what? Will Star 69, you're back. Right,
the
time to wake up.
Debra, it's all bizarre too because it's some sort of like satellite phone delay in every piece of conversation with you. Debra in Lynchburg, you just won $1,000. What does that mean to you? You got something in mind for that money?
Oh God, I don't know. I still can't believe it.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Don't tell them you won.
Grandkids.
Yeah, don't, because they're going to take all this money. Yeah. That's what it is.
Or you can take them, you know, like CeCe's Pizza or something.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yeah. It's cheap.
$5.40.
Yep. That's Deborah, just so you know, when Monica wins the lottery, I know I'm getting the CeCe's Pizza Buffet.
Mac and cheese pizza for everybody.
And I only get seconds, but no thirds. That'll be the rule.
It was also because I think when Deborah got to question 8 and 9, you could hear it in her breath.
She's like, wait a minute. Oh, I'm getting these.
There's only one more question.
$1,000 winner.
There you go. Deborah.
Good job, Deborah.
In Lynchburg. Love it. Fantastic. I'm the only one clapping.
Oh, no. We're all
I did the bell and everything. I mean,
I know.
We got her scream.
Well, it was the awkward end to the Deborah show. That's her thing, is every episode ends awkwardly.
She
and then it just
viewer.
Goes, that's just Deborah. Deborah, congratulations. Yep. Who hooked you up here to kick off your summer? What radio station?
Always
K92. There we go.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Oh, Antoine's best friend is so sweet.
What did my BFF do
Will
now?
Will Smith. Oh, he's Aladdin. You
that's
know, he's
my
not
boy.
Aladdin. He's a genie in Aladdin.
I'm the genie. Woo!
And he's so cool. Happens.
Yes.
And so just nice.
He's a great guy.
There's nothing bad you can say about Will Smith, right?
Nothing. I can't think of a single thing.
You can say his movies are bad, but you can't say anything bad about Will Smith.
He's too loud.
I've never said that either.
He's annoying. Well, he's too loud.
Zach, you'd be wrong.
People love him on the set because he had food trucks every day.
Look at him.
He had food for all the actors and actresses. So nice. Macaroni and cheese. He had a buffet of different macaroni and cheeses and all this stuff. It was very lovely. Lots of giggles with that man. That's what they say. Lots of giggles and happiness.
The story ends here. I feel like it ends here. It's a good place to stop it.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm Will Smith.
Oh, it's tough because that's very generous and nice of him. But at some point, you're like, dude, just stop. Just stop with it. Why you got to be that way? Because then it's almost as you do it so you can look awesome to everyone.
No. And he looks awesome. Like, he doesn't have... Everyone has a flaw. Everyone has flaws. But Will Smith, what's his flaw?
It's too loud.
He's not in Virginia right now. We're not hanging out. We're not going to happy hour.
But he's loud, but it's pleasant to
He's boisterous.
Antoine.
I find him to be boisterous.
But Antoine loves that.
Now, in the competition of perfect humans, he's probably second to Tim Tebow, where you can't find anything wrong with Tim Tebow.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll accept that. Because we're modest. So we'll take second place.
See, third. You're going down. Knock him down.
Oh, Miley Cyrus is a little weird.
She is. I like her, though.
I do.
I really
do too.
Like her.
Oh, what? How you gonna say what today?
No,
I like Miley.
He killed Will Smith. I'm sorry. Go ahead with Miley's story.
Because she
like Miley.
Is who
no,
she
I'm
is.
Okay with Miley.
Here's the thing with Miley is I fully believe everything when she says things and does things. I believe she is her true self.
Yeah, she's having fun.
I wonder if deep down there's an evil side of Will Smith.
It's
you know,
evil Smith.
Exactly, evil Will.
Yeah. There has to be.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is there always has to be an edge to everyone.
Every day. Just the two of us. Like waking up every day. Like,
Monica.
What?
We talk about Miley.
Well, all right. Miley is a little weird. Just like the rest of us all. She loves a TSA pat down.
What does
she
know?
When you go through the airport, they have to pat you down?
No, I know that because it happens to me all the time.
I still have video of you getting pat down. That was hilarious.
Man,
but let me not laugh too hard. Because
Antoine, you have to understand, if you fly with me later this summer,
uh-huh.
we get stopped by everybody all the time. It's me.
You're just one of those people, huh?
I'm on a list. I don't know.
And the police walk over. It's like, what did he do? I'm like, yeah, what did he do? Who is that man? Ooh.
Yeah. I should point out my middle name is Al Qaeda. I don't know why. I guess it's something about that gets flagged.
I take out my Snapchat and that video.
I got full body pat down. I had to go through two screenings and a full body pat down the last time. Yeah, the only thing left for me is the Roto-Rooter. So we'll see what happens. That could be this year.
Well,
I made a friend.
Well, you need to try to enjoy it. You know, that's what Miley Cyrus is.
I don't think that's weird.
They don't like jokes while they're doing it to you. Because I had some guy go, all right, sir, here we go. I mean, they pat you on the baby maker.
Yeah, they have to.
I've had a guy look at me like when he was doing it. He goes, I'm enjoying this less than you're enjoying this right now. Right. As he continued to
It was the worst day at his job. I understood. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. You just got to find a love for, is that?
It was a good for appreciation. You. put little things in there, little trinkets for them to find.
Oh, yeah. They love
scavenger hunt.
Jokes and humor at the airport. They love all that stuff. Absolutely. He has a secret that will shock his whole family. What is it?
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Dirty Little Secrets on a Wednesday. We learned that Antoine is a member of the Antoine Show.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yep.
Monica has her own cooking show. Psycho Bitch? Is that what it's called?
What? What'd you say?
What's the name of your cooking show?
That's a suggestion I had.
Oh, I think it really, Zach has a cooking show. He's going to have a cooking show by the end of this week.
No. Cooking with Zach.
Uh-huh.
I am, what a very creative name, Antoine.
The A to Z. Z is Zach.
Cooking with Zach.
Cooking with Zach.
Hi, I'm on a cooking show, and my name's Zach, and welcome to Cooking with Zach.
You got to start somewhere.
Jeez, your show's going to get canceled if that's the best you got. Text 52353 if you guys need me to come do a mental health assessment on Antonio. I will be right
Antonio.
In.
Antonio.
Nah.
Oh, and Will Smith is a Scientologist, so there's the huge knock against him. Game over. End of story. He's a nut job. Tebow FTW. Oh. Dirty little secrets. You can text them in to 52353. We'll also talk to Keith, who has a secret that will shock his entire family. Here's some text today. Every time I go to the bathroom anywhere, I have a knife or a gun ready to go because, and I quote, you never know when somebody's going to try you.
Where are you going to the bathroom?
I know. Where are you? That's what we got to reevaluate.
Prison. Text 52353. These are confessions we got here. Anonymous, you ever want to do them, go ahead. My girlfriend asked me to go vegetarian with her 3 months ago, so now I eat bacon at work 2 to 3 times a week. I behave the rest of the time, I swear.
She can smell it on you. You're like, I gotta eat a carrot real quick.
Coming out your pores. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I argue with people on the Channel 7 Facebook page just for my own amusement. Most of the time, I actually agree with them, but I disagree with them just to drive them insane.
Oh.
Gotta stay out the comment section.
Signed,
people
Monica.
People cannot help it.
I think that was, I know. They're
you
really
go to any article, you look at the comments.
No, nope. I don't do it.
Welcome in Keith, who has a secret that is going to turn his family on its ear. Good morning, Keith.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
All right. Well, it's Dirty Little Secrets, and you are prepared to expose yourself. So go ahead. Please share.
Well, my Dirty Little Secret is, I guess, kind of a big secret.
Okay.
And, I'm having a conversation today because I just got it, man. My mom, she's about to find out that she's a grandma all the day.
Wait, a what? What'd you say?
She's a grandma?
A grandmother.
She's a grandmother.
That's nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I had a little first fling with a coworker a while back, and I wasn't sure if the baby was mine, but we just recently found out that the baby is 100% mine.
Child. Okay. So congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, God. Okay. I think it's a pretty good deal.
All right. Now, so, a pretty good deal. So she is this child. Has this child been born, or is this your coworker's pregnant? What's the deal?
No. So the baby is actually 4 months old.
Okay. So you had a kid, and your family doesn't know you had a kid.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Oh.
Did you just tell them you went to Richmond for the weekend?
but you said you're going to tell them today.
Yeah, I'm telling my mom and my sister tonight.
Okay.
it's like, okay.
I can't even imagine. I mean, so as far as they know, you're not even in a relationship.
Actually, no, we're not. I was kind of like a rebound kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of happened.
So, it does happen. We had a coworker here. One night stand. That's how she ended up getting married after that.
Divorced also, but there was a kid.
Yeah.
What's your situation with this, the mom?
I mean, we're good. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this is my hope. I love my sister and my mom a lot. So I'm hoping that they can kind of, accept her, and then we can kind of go from there, see how we can build this thing into a possible relationship. But I mean, we're cordial.
Yeah. Because you categorize it as a fling.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But you're not on bad terms, but you're also not together.
That's correct.
But okay. You have a baby together, though.
It could potentially be something further. You know what I mean? Like, we can explore the options.
All right. He's very open, especially for someone who had a fling, had a kid that may or may not have been his. So you had some sort of paternity test also.
That's correct. Yep.
This is it's the most polite episode of Maury.
And it's
this
very, is very polite, and that's a good thing.
They're having tea
a good thing.
And everything.
So hopefully it all goes well with the fam.
Do you have a good relationship with your family? Are they an understanding bunch, or are they people who are not really open to stuff?
That's the thing. That's the kind of crossroads that I'm at right now because, I'm really close to my mom and my sister, and they are very judgmental people. So it's going to take a little bit of convincing, especially since the baby's already been born, they're going to feel a little betrayed and stuff like that. So once all that kind of smooths over, you know, they're going to be really confused, but I think they're going to be happy. And, you know, in the end, I think they're going to accept
Keith,
my baby.
Have you figured out how you're going to break the news? Are you just going to show up with the baby?
Well, he's going to come on the radio. Is he going to be? Gonna
oh, yeah, just take this clip. Take this right here and just play it. Yeah. Play the podcast.
From your phone, Bluetooth.
Or you show up at the house with the baby and be like, hey, anyone want to hold this kid?
Like, what?
You look like a grandmother.
Yes.
Boy, grandma looks good on you.
Ooh.
That's funny, guys. No, I can't.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that he sounds very...
He's not freaked out about it. He sounds about as good with it as I think you could possibly be in this situation.
Yes.
So there's that. And the mom... She's good with all of this, too, the baby's mom.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
She's cool.
So, okay. We'll see where it goes from here.
That's one secret.
That is one. Yeah. That's, hey, I got a little something to tell you.
Instant grandma.
I got a little something to show you.
Instant grandma.
There you go. Put it in water.
Can you imagine what that's going to be like for you, Monica, the day you find out?
Hey, Zach, instant grandpa, Zach.
Hmm?
Oh, wow, you turned that quick.
This is not an episode of the Zach Show. Cooking with Zach does not have any kind of twist on it at all. Keith, do appreciate you sharing this with us, of course, too. And I guess keep us posted on how this all goes down.
Awesome. I will do that, man. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. Yeah, and if you do want to just play a copy of the podcast later, that would be interesting. Like, hey, recognize that guy's voice? What's he talking about? All right, let's see what happens. Will I be the next Jeopardy guy? I opened my mouth.
You did.
I said, we were talking about, was it, I think I'd be good at it, even though I kind of have no proof.
Yep.
Yep.
And Antoine always wished he would be good enough to be on Jeopardy. He knows his limits.
Yeah, I know I can't.
I don't know my limits.
I could do teen Jeopardy.
Okay.
I couldn't do adult Jeopardy.
But Zach's ready to do a solo.
I think so. So I could totally be on Jeopardy, because I know a lot of random useless tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at memorizing factoids, so I feel like I could be on Jeopardy. But Antoine said, fine, I'm going to go get real Jeopardy questions.
All right.
And I did.
Now, I feel like I should say I have not studied for my appearance on Jeopardy at all.
He sounded confident without studying yesterday, Monica.
Yeah, he sure did.
I did. So that's why I've not studied at all.
All right. Okay.
And we'll see where this goes. He's going to ask me some Jeopardy questions. Maybe this is, my launch pad to being on the show.
Maybe they'll be listening.
This is just lousy, and I'll hang my head in shame, and that'll be the end of this.
These questions come from July 28th, 2017 episode. It was a Friday.
All right.
Jeopardy.
Friday Jeopardy.
Yep.
For those of you keeping track at home.
All right. So your first category. Do you want me just to give you the category and then the question, or you want me to give you choices for the categories?
Go ahead and give me the categories.
All right. Toys and games.
I'll do that one. Let's go ahead.
Why'd you ask? You said I'd take the first one.
I'm on difficult Jeopardy. I can't make up my mind. Okay. I don't know what we're doing
here. This is the first round, so easier questions. For $200 is what it would have been. The character behind bars in this game is Jake the Jailbird. He was put there due to efforts of Officer Edgar Mallory.
Pass. What is Angry Birds? Flappy Birds? I don't know.
What is Monopoly?
Come on, Zach.
You are off
to a great
start.
Toys and Games, 200.
Did you know that one?
No. Okay. So.
Shoot.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you going Toys and Games 400?
Yes.
Okay.
In 2013, this educational toy company jumped over its competition.
What is Leapfrog?
That would be correct.
All right, see?
That was a good, helpful hint.
Toys and Games 600. That's how they do it on Jeopardy, though.
Yeah, jump.
That's how they... that's why a lot of times on Jeopardy, this is what I find is someone, when I have watched the show, is you don't necessarily need to know the answer going into it. You need to figure out the question or whatever it is. That's all it is.
Okay.
All right, Toys and Games 600.
All right.
Feeling good.
Two of the characters in this game are Cutie Cone and Giggly Gumdrop.
What is Candy Crush?
What is Candy Land?
Oh, boo. Okay, give me another category. What do we have here?
All right. Let's do...
Just read off the categories.
Hello, Sucker.
Uh-huh.
Stephen King's Bad Folks. Countries of the World. TV for Thee. And Invulnerable.
TV for Thee for 200, please. Right. Antoine?
Anthony Geary won Emmys in 4 different decades for playing Luke on this soap.
Yeah. What is General Hospital?
That is correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing all right.
Okay. Yeah. You're back in the game.
You know what? Let's go down the bottom. Give me TV for the last one, the hard one. Give me 1,000. The hardest one.
Okay. 1,000.
TV for the 1,000.
For fashion and style, that's Trendy at Wendy. Check out this host show.
Well, what is the Wendy Williams show?
That would be correct.
There we go.
That was pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty easy.
No, yeah, that was like...
Because nerds don't know television. It's very scary for them.
It's like Trendy and Wendy. Like, hey,
that one's
you're the answer.
I forget all the other categories.
Hello, Sucker. Stephen King. Oh, Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Stephen King for... you want the 1,000?
Yeah, 1,000. Do 1,000.
Stephen King for 1,000.
It could only be this ageless creepy clown in It.
Yeah, who is Pennywise.
That would be correct. Uh-huh. That was an easy one.
I'm rolling these, man.
They're easy right there.
Give me a Hello Sucker for 1,000.
The ultimate hitchhikers, these sucker fish attach themselves to other fish like sharks.
Oh, that's what are shoot. I mean, I would have already lost in this question. Someone else would have buzzed in. Puffer fish? It's not, but
what are Remora.
Remora.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're 50% right now.
I haven't memorized any of my factoids.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.